T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We are joined on the line by Kansas City, Missouri Mayor Quentin Lucas. Lots to get to. We'll talk about the mask ordinance that was announced on Friday, but some other things to talk about as well. We're pleased to have you on the line. Thanks a lot for making some time with us today.
It's good to be with you.
Let's start, though, with what happened overnight and the police response to the shooting of a child that happened off 63rd Street and the Paseo. For those that have not heard the details about that story, what do you know at this point in the day about that situation overnight?
Well, so we have a 4-year-old who was fatally shot. I think the police will be providing more details later. I actually, just a few minutes ago before talking to you, received a call from a family member who they, of course, are very distraught. But the interesting thing was this woman was saying, what can we do to make sure this does not happen again? You know, you match that with another violent weekend. I believe there's a 15-year-old over in KCK who was murdered, about the same time. And you see a very significant problem with gunplay in our city, perhaps with people thinking that they can get away with it or not recognizing there are risks to every bullet that they're firing. It is just incredibly heartbreaking and distressing to see this today.
Well, and I know that by watching your Facebook feed and your Twitter feed, I mean, every time that you have to tweet about something like this, you can hear the weariness in what would be your voice in this. Tell me and tell all of us, I guess, a little bit about how you see not only this year shaping up, but the efforts to curb gun violence in the city.
And sometimes people will mock me for this, and I want to make clear the reason I actually always post about these incidents is because these lives are so important, right? And, you know, we've spent a lot of time talking about a lot of lives over recent days, lives that were lost before they should have been. There is nothing to me more heartbreaking than a homicide, particularly of a young person, a totally preventable, avoidable tragedy. And, you know, one of the reasons I continue to talk about it, post about it, all that sort of stuff, is that I want people to know that this is Kansas City's probably greatest drawback. You know, we can fix budgets, we can fix roads, we can do all of that, and frankly, a lot of you continue to live in Kansas City despite those issues. But when I hear particularly hardworking, you know, middle-class black folks say, I can't be here anymore. I had to get out. I'd either move to another region in the country or move to another city in the metro because they, you know, they can't handle this. And I understand. And so that's why I continue to share, I guess, you know, always saying that we care. But, you know, we need to do more with it. And maybe, you know, today I'm in one of those moods where maybe tougher sentences on people caught for gun-related offenses is a thing. As you guys know, this was the chat last week. I don't think you should be in jail for minor offenses, marijuana, all that sort of stuff. But, you know, if you're the type of person who's committing gun crimes in our city, particularly because it seems impossible for us to ever change actual gun laws, maybe that's one step to avoid tragedies like this one.
Are you getting ideas from anybody? Are you hearing from other cities about what other cities have done that's been successful? Are you hearing from the public about any ideas that maybe you haven't heard before? Because I feel like, and I'm sure this is worn on you too, that this is a conversation that we have every so often about the murder rate in Kansas City. I believe this was the 92nd homicide this year in the city. Are you getting any new ideas to explore?
It's kind of, I guess. The problem is that there, you know, isn't necessarily a magic solution. So, yeah, I've talked to the mayor of Baltimore, all these other folks who kind of have ideas of what we can do. But I have to admit that, yeah, some of it, isn't really moving the needle. We've instituted new things, both at the police department, also at the city. Some of that has been harmed this year because we can't do our teenage outreach things, that sort of thing. We need more ideas. I mean, I think one of the things, not an idea, we need to do is, you know, for every person who's got somebody who might be in, you know, this kind of criminal game, right? You got to tell them to get out. You got to reach out to them. You got to try to say to that 22-year-old who's carrying a gun now, that's not the way to solve things. And I think that's going to have to be a huge part of our focus from our messaging, you know, from here on out, because we can't have all the cops in the world, all the other things, all the prison beds in the world, and it's still not, we're still not able to solve it.
Well, and I want to move on to another thing that was on your Twitter feed today, and it is about as shocking as you could imagine. I will warn folks, before you go checking this out, it contains the N-word, and it also contains some really, really hateful speech in there. And I'm curious because, I mean, we know when we decide to step out into public life that there are things that are going to be a result of that aren't going to be real pretty. We've all got our big boy pants on. We know how to deal with this. But why put it out there? Why tweet that and show people what you're getting?
You know, I think sometimes when you get a certain volume of it, it does become worthwhile to in some ways shame the people that are doing it, right? And just me writing back and saying, now how dare you, that's wrong, is one thing. But you guys know that, right?
Uh-huh.
Another is to kind of, I want to actually bring the public conversation back to the sane people in the middle and the non-extremes. There is somebody right now listening to my voice who thinks that a mask rule is ridiculous. And that's okay, right? But let's try to actually channel it in some sort of way that is productive, sensible, doesn't look to, get all these things together. Same thing on the policing issues from both sides, frankly. You know, there's somebody out there who thinks that the police are awful, but they don't need to, write some of the things that they've put up places. And then on the other side, right, that they're, all types of these issues. I think probably my most frustrating thing over the last month, and June has been a uniquely awful month in an otherwise awful year, that I think all of us who are like sane and who are in the middle and who know how to debate and discuss need to have our voices be louder. And so in some ways, let's marginalize. Let's actually call them out for what they are, the racists, the bigots, the crazy people in St. Louis who bring out their AR-15 when people walk by, and let them know that that isn't our country and that isn't our community. And so that's probably why I wanted to share. And I put the tweet, the negative message I got, in combo with a fake Photoshop from another intercom station, all this other stuff, to kind of make a point that, it's all a waste of time. And let's just go back to sane discussion, sane public comment, and, respecting each other once again.
Mayor, you reference in the tweet a subtle death threat that you got. And that was jarring for me to even see you mention that. And again, mayor of a big city, some people are not going to like what you're doing some of the time, and you acknowledge that some of that's part of it. But when you say subtle death threat, that perks my ears up a little bit. I'm thinking about the mood of the city right now. How's the mood of the city?
No one wants to, talk about a general malaise, right? I guess it got Jimmy Carter not reelected, but
well done.
It is a challenging time. And let's just, I'll just, be candid, right? Police are down, I think mentally beat down. The black community largely is. Businesses are. Employees are. I don't know who's actually just walking around whistling down the street. It is a tough time for folks. And what I think we need to get back to is remembering, each other, our humanity with one another, you know, kind of how we've gotten through a lot of tough things before, be they civil rights movements, slavery, any number of issues. I mean, it's this sort of thing where, you know, I think there is so much bad, and COVID really does cast a shadow over all of it, because we also are fighting this big invisible enemy that we don't know when it'll go away or when it's present and everything else. And I think that, you know, we need to kind of refocus and really channel, all right, Kansas City, we got this. We can get through this. We can figure out how to address violent crimes. You know, we can figure out how to actually end up building a city where we work together. And maybe we don't have to be so nasty with one another.
Yeah, just basic respect, no doubt. And Mayor Quentin Lucas is with us. So today is Mask Ordinance Day. Take us through this a little bit into not only the decision-making that led us to this point, but what this means, where we're going to have them, how we eat in restaurants, that sort of thing.
You know, a few different things. One, you know, if you look at Florida, Texas, Arizona, that is exceedingly problematic right now. I want us to be able to have Kansas City businesses stay open. I want us to be able to have society get back to whatever as normal of a life as we can. The way that we don't do that is by having an incredible increase in infections, to go through a number of different spikes, right? All those sorts of things. And so I think this is a responsible choice we're making right now to say, all right, this is how we keep things open. And let me just say this to everybody who's got a qualm with masks. I don't like wearing them either, right? I mean, it's tough. We're trying to get used to wearing these things that we never did before. You know, it is this challenging moment. But it's not that big a deal, right? When you go to the convenience store, put on your mask, walk in, right? Then you get back to your car, you take it off. Right, that's where we're getting from, and we're hearing from, you know, medical information. This is the clearest way to keep people from getting, you know, new infections, particularly for asymptomatic persons. I don't, and I know there'll be people who fight us and say, oh no, the science is all wrong. Hey, I'm not a scientist. I listen to doctors. Maybe we're all wrong, but the thing that I would probably say is, you know, in the event that we're wrong, all we did was protected people a little bit. Right. This is keeping businesses open. This is really, I think, doing something that's sensible. So that's why we have it.
What are you seeing in cases then? We're hearing stuff out of the states that you mentioned. Branson is seeing more cases now, mm-hmm. Because of tourism. What are you seeing for cases in Kansas City?
You know, I think we are seeing a pretty significant spike in this metro area. All of our bigger jurisdictions, Kansas City, Missouri, Kansas City, Kansas, Johnson County, Kansas. And so, you know, we are seeing those sorts of issues hitting us. And what I want to make sure, and the reason for our timing, was to make sure that we didn't actually get to the point that folks, this is Texas that is suspending their reopening. Texas, right? That ain't Massachusetts or Maine or something, right? Or
yeah.
San Francisco, right? It's the Republican governor of Texas who's saying, wow, we need to stop our reopening process. Places like Houston that has like 4 million people now, or maybe 20, because it just grows exponentially every year, right? That are saying, we're shutting down bars, right? We're closing down all types of things. The beaches in Florida getting closed, again, by a Republican conservative governor. I mean, this is what I'm trying to avoid for us. And so I think this is why we need those responsible steps for us.
And you've seen a response from the rest of the area that has been mixed. I mean, some places are joining you in this and some places aren't. I think Jackson County was the last one to say, yeah, we're going to go ahead and extend the mask ordinance that KCMO is doing. So how are those communications going, especially when you cross the state line into Kansas, with other areas that are around here that have not yet decided to go the same way you did?
You know, I think you always try your best to bring everybody on board, right? And that's a huge part of it. And I know our medical professionals, the health directors in all the jurisdictions talk frequently. But, you know, I know last week I had to make a choice that was we're going to move forward, and we're going to move forward because it makes sense. And I'm heartened by the fact that we saw, actually, Wyandotte County in Kansas reached out to me before we even had our press announcement and said they'll join us with it. I'm glad to see Jackson County come on board today. You know, I think Johnson County, Kansas should. I think it would make a lot of sense. They have a lot of cases, and as you all know, a lot of population and businesses. But, you know, I guess they'll make whatever choice they think is best for them, but I don't know if it'll be best for the area or for their individual residents. You know, it's tough. It's one of the more challenging parts of this, but at the same time, you know, I'll keep doing what's best for Kansas City and hope that everybody can hear my voice whenever I'm on KMBZ or anything like that. We'll think about wearing a mask, even if they're listening down in Harrisonville or anywhere else.
Well, Mayor, for what it's worth, we appreciate that you were proactive about it going back to the beginning of the pandemic. And thanks for being so accessible. I know it's difficult for you sometimes, and I know we're seeing some of what you're getting, but we appreciate that you're always so open and accessible to us as well.
Hey, thank you so much. You all take care.
Thanks for being with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.